The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Eric's got this idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pinning this on you.
Yep. So if it doesn't work, it's all me.
You want to talk about people's fatal flaw.
Yeah, like we all have that one thing, and I was thinking about this today as it was happening, that is a flaw about yourself, and you maybe aren't going to fix it, but you do your best. My fatal flaw is that I tend to be rushed. It's like so much happens, and then I'm like, I got to get to work, and I'm like throwing my lunch into a bag, and I'm like, dang, I need help, but he comes down, and he helps me get things together.
Are you really this frenetic at home?
A little bit.
Holy God.
Like, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to head out, baby. I love you. And then he'll come running down the stairs because he knows that means I'm throwing things into a bag real quick. And then part of this fatal flaw is when I'm rushed, I'm usually out of gas. So I had to stop today to get gas. So I was a couple minutes late to work.
So
today.
You're just.
That has happened a few times. I will back that up.
The gas thing is a problem.
Okay.
In fact, the gas thing might be my number one fatal flaw. I'm not going to get gas until I'm about to run out, and I bet I have somewhere to be in 35 seconds.
I just plug my car in when I go to bed. I think I found another fatal flaw of yours. Okay, no, that's not good.
No.
But, so, just to recap, what makes it a fatal flaw is the fact that you're fully aware of this, and you're not going to do anything about it.
I like to tell myself I'm going to fill up gas next time when I've nowhere to be. But then I've got nowhere to be, baby. I might as well be home.
Just
so I like to think like tonight. I like to think
you already
positively.
Filled up. Today.
I already filled up.
Okay. Just okay. It's wild to me. People who run late, that you that is a fatal flaw. Like I will eventually shoot you. Like
I don't run super late though.
I know. Yeah, if you're only a few minutes late, it's not the worst, but it's still okay.
I know.
I don't think I have one.
Yes, you do.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
sorry.
Oh my God. Did you know I was going to do that and you let me walk into it? That is so not funny.
It's so you, though, to be like, no.
Like, this feels like a job interview, but it's like, what's your weakness? And it's like, I care too much.
T-Hack asking me the other shoe to drop for me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like, I do think I love too hard.
You like squish the baby.
Yeah.
And I was envisioning like a baby chick or like an egg.
I know.
Seen him do it.
Putting the fatal and fatal flaw.
Oh, God.
But I just think... I think it sounds weird because I don't know that you guys know this of me, but I do trust too fast. But I try to keep people away because if you get in, I'm just going to trust you. Bless you. 100.
God, the world.
Yeah, over and over and over.
Over and over again. Charlie Brown, man.
Yeah.
You put that football down, I'm going to try. Even though I know you're going to take it away, I'll still try. And I can't stop it. I'm like, but I'm cynical as F, but I'm...
It's like you put the armor up, but you know
it's not real. And I'll show you exactly how to get in.
So it's exactly like me. I tell myself I'm going to get gas, but I'm not. Like,
mine.
This sucks. Okay, go ahead.
Mine could actually be fatal in the sense of I don't drink water.
Yeah,
ever.
Oh. Fatal.
I don't think I've had a tablespoon of it today yet.
It is
not how we measure water.
That is a measurement for
but
things
that's what
like
I mean.
Baking soda or
that's,
something you don't want a lot of.
That's what I mean. I've had negative amounts of water today.
It's concerning.
Oh my God.
It is so. My mom is the same.
Yeah.
My mom is, we think, has had like a UTI for decades, but it's like. She's like, oh, if what goes in must come out. You don't have an excuse. You know what healthy looks like.
Yeah, and I know water is so important, but I just
especially as a diabetic.
Yeah, I just forget. Like right now, I have an Olipop in front of me.
So wild.
There might be some water in that.
Yeah.
That doesn't, that's not how this works.
I'm aware. I am a water. We could not be more different here.
Because you have filled your water up twice since you got here.
No, like, only once.
I know, but it's that is.
I've drank three of these today already.
All right, so here's the deal. We want, like, you're not going to fix it, and it's just going to feel cathartic to get it out.
Could we maybe work on Erin fixing hers, though?
What are we going to do? Hold her down and waterboard her?
Tablespoon at a time.
Oh, my God. We want to know what your fatal flaw is. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call your fatal flaw.
I have a few. I think I don't make decisions. I analyze. And I don't just, like, I really struggle with
paralysis,
like,
by analysis.
Yeah. Oh. Mm.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. That's what I definitely have that instead of, like, what do you want tonight? And I think, well, if we're going to do burgers tomorrow, then what I should do. And it's like, no.
I didn't ask that. Just, what do you want
what
tonight?
What do you want tonight? Yeah. And then I would say my other fatal flaw is my daughter. Because.
Bro.
Dude.
She gets away with anything.
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 She knows, especially like bedtime, you're putting her down and she just knows. She's like, Abby, will you hold me?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Forever.
Of course. Yeah. My son, you're like, no, go to bed.
Just get up there, fool. Rub some dirt on
it. How am I going to tell her no? How does any dad ever tell?
And you couldn't imagine that when you only had a son.
Okay. Lots of practice.
Wow. That got dark. Hold on. Wait. Because your dad doesn't?
No, because my dad, he said, how would anyone tell you no? And I'm like, just no in general?
Yes.
Talk to your dad.
Can't do that. It was like, I thought you were like saying, my dad doesn't even love me at all.
No, no, he's like, what are you doing?
Okay. And you know you're getting worked. Like, you know, she's like, will you scratch my back? And I know what she's doing. Like, she's playing me like a fiddle, and I still just let her.
All right.
That's fatal.
This is really dark. We're going to go get Erin some water.
Yes.
And we want to hear what your fatal flaw is. 303-222-5423.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your fatal flaw. I forget what yours is, Erica.
I never get gas when I'm low. Yeah.
She's always late.
And then I'm running late and I got to get gas, so I'm extra late.
We didn't talk about, just before that, like off the air, we were talking about you're also obsessive over things. But that's, you don't think that's
Weren't
a fatal flaw?
We talking about that on the air?
No, was that off the air?
Was off. It was off the air.
I have grown out of my obsessiveness a bit, but I had a big American Idol phase that kind of took over my life for a bit when I was younger.
I'm sorry.
I would spend hours and hours calling.
You and would then actually
to
vote call for somebody?
To vote. And then I would go to all the concerts in the summer. They would do like the American Idol live tour. I went to like four or five of them.
Whew, okay.
Mm. Was this like one specific season or just?
No, ma'am. Four or 5 years in a row.
Can you remember who you might have voted for a bunch?
Absolutely. David Cook. Who else did I really want to win? I definitely voted like in the Carrie Underwood
days. Chris guy or
Blake
something?
Lewis. Chris Daughtry. Is that
no,
who you're
it was Chris Allen, maybe?
Chris Allen was another one I was very in love with.
He did Live at 35 with us.
At 35?
Yeah. We took Live at 5 and we would like, we'd all get on a Southwest flight like, me and Chris Allen would get on with like Bobby and we'd get on the plane. As soon as the plane takes off, it's like we have a very, and then Chris stands up and plays a song or two.
Fun. And I really loved Chris Allen. I definitely went to that tour and I would make t-shirts. I wore a t-shirt that said future Mrs. David Cook.
Oh my
to that
gosh.
One.
David Cook
Blake
was
Lewis
great.
Was my
wasn't
other
he? He was another.
David Cook was great. He
Did
lost
he
to David Archuleta.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
No, he beat David Archuleta.
Sorry, Hack was in the other room. We're discovering her other fatal flaw is obsession, and it once manifested itself in American Idol. And it
in
seems,
a very intense way. Yeah.
It seems like we should probably do a whole show with medical professionals on hand. Ivory?
Yes, yay.
What's your fatal flaw?
I don't catch dirty socks.
How do they get into the washer then?
My husband puts them in the washer. I won't let him in bed if he's wearing socks.
What do you do? What did you do before you met your husband?
My kids would do their own socks.
Wow. Can you touch your own dirty socks?
Just the cuff. Just to take it off and then I throw it.
Have you seen medical help?
Wait, we're supposed to be...
No, you're right. Yeah. I love it, Ivory. Yeah, fired up.
Is there a way you could get over it, though?
Tongs? Get those
tongs.
Things.
Yeah. Tongs. Sock tongs.
Yes. Sock tongs.
We're going to get you some sock tongs.
Copyright.
Trademark. Thank you for the call, Ivory.
That's a disruption to your life.
Yeah. Justin?
Yay.
What's your fatal flaw?
Oh, man, I hold everyone to too high of a standard, and it becomes my fatal flaw when I hold myself to those same standards and constantly let myself down.
Oh,
or everyone. Yeah. If you're just constantly, if you expect something, you're...
Justin, are you single, married, dating?
I am married to the most understanding and gracious woman on this entire planet.
No, I am.
Are you okay?
Dude,
love it.
I just think when you're dating and you have high expectations of other people, it's really tough. So I'm glad you found someone.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Thank you guys.
But thanks for the call. This is why it's a fatal flaw, because he's fully aware of it.
Yeah. And doesn't
can't
stop
it.
Yeah. Doing it to himself too.
Yeah. You know? That hurts.
Dude, I resemble that like you've no idea. If I know I can't crush something, I don't even start it.
Oh my.
Really?
That's so sad. I know. Oh. It's like
the point of living.
Like, pickleball. I'm like, nope.
Oh, we just took up pickleball.
No, because I would go out there and somebody'd be great and I'd be like, nope.
You should come play with me. I'm really bad.
That's why I won't start yoga. Because I'm going to look stupid and I won't do it. If I can't crush it, I don't do it.
You're keeping yourself from so much life.
Great. It's called a fatal flaw. Oh, Morgan.
Did someone just swear?
I don't know what just happened. Are you okay?
My son is in the car, and he's nonverbal, so...
Okay. It was not
okay,
you.
I thought it was you. Okay, sorry.
Hey, I'm all good.
Okay, so what's your fatal flaw?
I'm a glutton for punishment. I will make decisions with the best intentions and always end up having something go wrong or regretting my decision almost immediately.
You're kind of like the last guy.
All the time.
A little bit.
Like what? You just like say yes to plans and then you don't want to do them or?
Not only that, not that specifically, but like I tried to like help someone out with something and it went completely awry. And I probably shouldn't have helped them out in to begin with.
And if they asked you again, you'd do it again,
like,
right?
Best person, and I'll do it again.
Yep.
Yeah, and that girl, she said, I'll go again.
They asked me for the help again.
Bring it back around.
Yep.
Stop
Whatever,
it.
You sound like a good person, though.
She is a good person, but like, okay, thank you. Yeah. We're all...
this is good. This is... We're getting
cathartic.
It out there,
yeah.
Andrew?
Yay!
Hey, what's your fatal flaw other than you're calling while landing the shuttle?
Oh, I'm actually leaving Boulder. No, my flaw is I'm too faithful.
Ooh.
I've had some real D-bags at bosses, and yet I still show up the next day. Gotta make that dollar.
Oh, you know, like loyal. Faithful to me implies relationship.
Yeah.
But probably in like relationships, loyal. Too.
Yeah, but you can't be too faithful in a relationship.
Too, yeah.
Just faithful, period, is the standard.
That's true.
It's like Aaron measuring water in droplets. Okay. It's like faithful is the baseline.
Andrew, do you have a hard time like letting people down then?
I do. I don't like. Yeah, I do not like letting people down. I get walked over quite a bit. It is what it is.
God,
that sucks.
Again, I hate that you came up with this idea because all these people
resemble you.
Well, that,
oh, and Mister, I don't have one.
No, but they all know.
Yeah, that's point.
That's
you know. And you're like, I suck, but
but I'm still gonna do it. Thank you, Andrew. Jade.
Yay.
What's your fatal flaw?
My fatal flaw is that SCX gives me like a crazy amount of energy. Like I could go run a marathon and my boyfriend can barely make it to the shower.
Like after it?
Yeah.
So you...
Like I want to tell him about my life problems, everything I'm thinking in my head, and it's just too much.
So you're like, wow, that was great. Now have you heard about this horrible thing that happened?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.